Hello, everyone. You're with Corinne Rayson from The Crew Coach on Yachting International Radio on the Wellbeing Project. Today, we're going to talk about the importance of developing your soft skills and what they actually mean. I have Catherine Fish with us. She likes to be called Fish. Hi, Fish. Welcome. Before we begin, can you just tell us a little bit about you and your position, how long you've been working in the industry, and why you decided to do the leadership course? Because I found it really fascinating to learn that only 41 yacht crew members have completed their advanced leadership course. And if you think about the thousands of crew members out there, that is a pretty shocking statistic.
Hello, everyone. I'm Fish, as you heard, and I've been in yachting for about 2 years. I'm from South Africa. And the reason that I wanted to do this leadership course is because going forward, I thought it was really important to develop a platform where I know that as a leader, I've got the best skills in my pocket to put forward for my crew and that I can help them to gain their full potential as well. So through doing this course, I've developed a really strong sense of my soft skills and my values and things like that that I can take forward with me to be the best for my crew when I step up into a more leadership position.
Fantastic. And what we're going to do today is help the listeners start thinking about what values mean to them. So we want to inform you so you can use what we're talking about today in your own teams. So let's start off with that. I've got a dog coming through the door who's scratching to get in. So we have a few live spectators today.
Oh, geez.
Okay. So Fish, belief systems, values, they're such broad terminologies. So where do you even begin, knowing what you know now, to explain what they mean?
Yo, that is a big one. And I don't think that I understood it when we first started the values module that we were doing. But I think when you, just to put it into a bit of a nutshell, I think when you think about your values, it's things that are important to you, but more importantly than just like what's important to you, it's not a physical thing like a car or your phone. It's not something that holds value to you. It's the way you act. It's behaviors that you put forward in the world for things that are important to you. So things like kindness and respect or being held accountable, integrity, things like that. You put forward those values every day through your actions. So it differs from person to person, and you can never try and impose your values onto someone else because what you've lived through and your experiences that you've had are completely different to someone else around you. And I think it's important in yachting because we're a huge, very diverse group of people that all come and live in a tiny floating box together. So knowing what your values are and knowing how to talk about them and how to learn what other people's values are, it's super important to create a really nice, harmonious living circumstance for you and your crew members.
Perfect. I couldn't say it any better. And I think the operative word there is action. There is nothing worse than a head of department or captain saying that one of my values is fairness and they are not fair. So it's about, as Fish said, showing your values on the floor. So it's demonstrating those true behaviors. Yeah.
For sure.
And why do you think it's important to understand our own belief systems? A huge part of this course is about self-leadership. If we don't understand ourselves, our blind spots, or our belief systems, what could be the consequences of that? And I'm sure there's certainly advantages, but also there can be disadvantages.
I think understanding your belief systems and why you think the way you do, because I know for me, I discovered a lot of negative beliefs about myself that I didn't realize I was putting forward in my day-to-day life. But understanding them and knowing them, it's important because if you don't, you could find yourself doing things that, or like just acting in a certain way or saying things to people that maybe aren't, it's not quite what you want to do. And you can create a lot of tension and there can be misunderstandings and things like that just because you don't understand yourself. So if you understand where you're coming from, it's a lot easier for you to put yourself forward in the best way. And then you can also open yourself up to learning about other people and allowing people to learn about themselves as well, giving them that space to learn. I can hear your dog at the door. It distracted me for a sec. Sorry.
I've done interviews with my baby who's screaming at the same time. Well, not screaming, but distracted. And I'm like jumping up and down with the baby in front of me, trying to conduct an interview and think about the next thing. So I think we're doing really, really well.
Always.
Yeah. So essentially, I think what it's important to think about is our how we see the world through our own lens doesn't necessarily mean that someone's going to see the world through the same lens. We come with a host of different belief systems based on our upbringing, our lived experiences. But this is why soft skills are so important, and having what you learn in the course, which is group work facilitation, so you can run your own workshops on board and build that empathy, the understanding, the compassion, which then in turn will help your team members communicate better and understand one another better and drive motivation and productivity, morale, and all the other great things.
Getting the most for your life, yeah. Shaving some sort of purpose and meaning and enjoyment in what you're doing.
And that's what millennials want.
That is what we want.
Okay, so Fish, I would love to hear the example where you had to receive feedback. Did you receive feedback as a leader that was quite hard to hear and unexpected? But your learnings from that, your processing from that was unbelievable. And it would be great for others to hear this story.
Yeah, sure. It's quite weird. I was thinking about it the other day, because normally as a leader, you feel like you can't really put a foot wrong, and it's embarrassing if you do. And I think this was quite an eye-opening experience for me, because it just brought me back down to earth a little bit, made me realize that I'd still have some work to do and I must learn. But for my colleague, who's also now my friend, and for me, it was a really great learning experience, and it made it so much better for us going forward. So what happened is, it was in the middle of season and we had spent already like 2 or 3 months together. I trained this girl. She's a really good friend of mine now. But so I'd put her through her training. She was green when she came into the industry, and our rotation worked out that we were always on housekeeping together. And then when she was in the laundry, then she would like come up and help me in housekeeping and stuff. And then the one day we were busy in housekeeping, and she actually brought it up a little bit, and she said that she felt like I wasn't pulling my weight. And she tried it. She did it really well. And I can imagine that it was quite scary for her to do. And she was quite stressed about it as well. So she said that it just felt like I wasn't helping her as much as I was helping the other girls. And I was always taking longer to, like, let's say, put away lunch or to clean the crewmates after lunch or whatever. And initially, and I think I handled it, I don't know how I handled it actually, but initially I was like, oh, I really need to think about what I've done here. Like, is she being serious? Am I doing that? And I was a little bit embarrassed. And I was like, oh, sure, but man, like, what am I doing? And then when I thought back, I was like, she's actually right. And we actually went for a walk, and we sat on the beach when we had our time all together. We were on our break together and we spoke about it. And the more I thought about it, the more I was like, oh, I'm actually taking advantage of the fact that I trust in her so much, that I was so stressed that I was just, when we were working together, I felt like she could handle it without me and I didn't need to go and help her. So I was just like maybe taking a few minutes for myself, and I was slacking, and it wasn't actually the best leadership quality that I've ever displayed in my life. I'm not proud of it in any way, but it just made me realize that it's so important for us to communicate with each other about that, because for her, she valued me being there. She wanted me to help her. She wanted to ask questions. She wanted to learn. And for me, I was like, oh, well, you know, I'm tired and I don't have to check on you all the time. Let me just take myself out of that. And it was such an eye-opening experience and just a really good chat as well, that the feedback, although uncomfortable for both of us, it really set us on a good path for learning about how to communicate with each other and just how I can be better as a leader for her in particular and in general.
Amazing. So what happened as a result of that? You described another experience when you were on the beach together and you're having a conversation, and that was quite powerful.
Yeah, that that brought us really close together, actually, because it opened us up. We started talking about what she brought up, the feedback that she gave me about work, and then it spiraled into us being really, not spiraled, that's a terrible description of it, but it went along the conversation, and we were really vulnerable with each other, and we spoke about things that were happening at home for both of us, not just me, but why I was feeling the way I was. Well, I was unmotivated by my work. I was feeling under pressure. And these are all the things that I was not taking out on her, but was happening through work, where I was pulling away from her a little bit. And yeah, it was really special for us to be able to be vulnerable together and to understand each other on a much deeper level by just like sharing our feelings to the rest.
And it sounds so odd. I think it's because we don't do it enough.
Yeah, not at all. Yeah. We think that we just work with these people, but we don't. We live with them, we're friends.
It's so complex.
You know.
And what I do want to highlight is that, yes, she had the courage to give you that feedback, but I think the culture or what was present was psychological safety within the team. There would be no way she would have given you that feedback if she felt unsafe. So kudos to you to create that sense of safety so that she could speak up.
Yeah. It's not about that is really important to me.
Very important. And it's not about the leader, therefore you should respect me. It doesn't work that way. It's not about the stripes, it's about who you are as a person.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I like that.
So if you had to advise someone, and I was saying choose the crew coach's leadership course, it needs to be really fair. But if you had to choose a leadership course, knowing what you've learned now, what do you think is important to know? Because it can be overwhelming in terms of all the choices that are out there in leadership courses. But what do you think is important if you're looking at a criteria and trying to make a decision on the right leadership course?
A great question, because I did this before I joined this course. I spent a lot of time going through all the available courses, and I got recommendations and everything I looked at. I think it's really important to consider what you're going to learn in the course. So obviously there's the accreditations for yachting that IME and the guest and all that. So you obviously want it to be valuable in that sense, where you have those accreditations so that your CV looks great and stuff, which is what I initially started out looking for, because it's going to go on my CV. But then the more I read through it, I'd get information from whoever was running the course about times and pricing, and then no one ever gave me any information about what we'd actually be learning. It would be like module 17, and I think it's 21 or 22 from IME that they cover in leadership, and that was it. Like, there was no information. And I was like, but I want to know what I'm going to learn, kind of thing. So when I read through this one, there's like a breakdown of what you're going to learn. We have a call, we chat about it first. And I think that it's all really valuable, and it's a much longer course, a lot more detail. And every step of the way, I've learned something new about leading, about myself. And I think the criteria that you're looking for should be based on what you want for yourself. So if you're looking to just get the accreditation, then that's fine. But if you're looking to build yourself and learn something new about yourself and really create a valuable learning experience, that you need to really look into your criteria when you're getting it. And that's everything that I've got from this course. It's the things like, I mean, other courses, if you're going to do an online course, you're going to have a one-on-one with your mentor or whatever. I mean, I've met so many amazing people through this course online that I have not met in person yet. And I've learned so much from them, because they think completely differently to me. We're different people. And that's such a valuable part of this course, is being able to talk to other people in our group discussion. And you think of, or people think of things that you would never have thought about. And you're like, oh, that's so true. Yeah. I love that. And then you learn more from them as well. So
Well, yeah. I must say,
I am all for this course. Oh,
thank you. But I must say, this course, and it surprises me, but attracts a certain type of individual. You all share similar values. And I think one of them is a love for learning and curiosity. And that's the common thread of the students that come in the course. And the ones that really need it, they probably don't know that they need it. They don't show up here, but they might be the ones, and no judgments. I think that's a very fair point that you're making. If you just want to tick and flick and get it done in a couple of days and put it on your CV, that's you. You do
that's
you.
Cool.
Yeah. Totally. It's the right question. Like, what outcomes do you want at the end of the day moving forward? Because it's your future as a leader, but you know what? It's also your team and the people who are following you that is going to have a huge impact on their lives.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, Fish, thank you so much for your time and sharing your...
Thanks so much for having me.
It's been an absolute pleasure having you on the course. I've thoroughly enjoyed interacting with you and reading your answers. I've learned so much from yourself and the students in the course as well.
Thank you so much. I've really enjoyed being here and I'm sad that it's almost over.
There's always a leadership mastermind.
I come back. Thanks, Kim.